Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready? It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
It's a great day to be alive, and it's a great day to be a better. Welcome to another edition of You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, right here on the BetMGM Network. I'm Femi Abebefe, hanging out with you guys over the next hour here on this Football Friday, where you can find us across all of the platforms where we reside. Of course, 24/7 on the BetMGM Network. We're on the free Odyssey app. You can also check us out on Twitch at BetMGM Network and on YouTube at the BetMGM Network. We're on Roku, Fubo TV, Samsung TV Plus, and more. And if you want to listen to us, you can do so at Sirius Channel 160 and Sirius XM 205. And throughout this hour, make sure to hit me up on social media. I'm on Twitter at Femi Abebefe. I'm on Instagram, Femi_Abebefe. I will be on IG later this afternoon, so hit me up on IG. DMs are open, whatever you want to do. Send your questions my way on Instagram. But we got the crew hanging with us here on this Friday, this Football Friday. We have Tyler Morales, Jake Kassan, Bill Zimmerman, Mike Brown, Addy Bates, Nick Costos. He joins us at the top of the hour with his thoughts on last night's Thursday night football game. That saw the Texans upset the Buffalo Bills. Oh, baby. Cannot wait to get into that conversation. Texans over Bills. I'll discuss it shortly. But we have a couple of guests that will be joining us in the third hour of the program, starting at 5 o'clock Eastern time. College football betting analyst over at the Action Network, host of the Big Bets on Campus podcast, Colin Wilson, will check in with his usual Friday spot. Going to give us his best bets for week 13 in college football, the penultimate week of the regular season. And the college football conversation will continue at 5:20 with our BetMGM Network teammate, Ryan Horvat. Does an awesome job with BetMGM Tonight with Brad Evans. We'll talk all things college football with Horvat later on at 5:20. But let's get into what we saw last night, because there's a lot to unpack from last night's win by the Houston Texans over the Buffalo Bills. Houston gets it done 23-19. What a sweat for those of you who bet the total, by the way. You bet that under, you think that thing is cooked the way that first half plays out. But lo and behold, it gets home with the under 44.5. Texans, wire-to-wire job. They cover the number at 6. Well, that's what I bet. I bet +6. It ended up closing 4.5. Like, we saw a ton of money coming in close to kickoff on the Houston Texans, and the steam was correct. And officially, the Houston Texans are live. And we are live with our Houston Texans bets. Because if you were with us yesterday on the show, I talked about buying Houston Texans stock. This team, I think, is on the ascend in the second half of this NFL season. Texans to make the playoffs, plus 300. Talked about that bet. Texans to win the division, 16-1. Talked about that yesterday. And last night is why we made those bets, because the Houston Texans are absolutely live. Awesome win. And are those bets winners? I mean, there's so much ball game left to be played. I don't know if they're going to be winners, but I think we're in a really good position. And all you want when you make bets like that, especially long shot bets, is a chip, a chair, and a chance. And that's what we have with the Houston Texans. We are off and running with those bets. Absolutely love to see last night's game unfold. And I think everybody got to see it. The whole country got to see it, because that's what the conversation is coming out of last night's game, is that the Houston Texans are dangerous. This is a team that has an awesome defense. Might be the best defense in the league. I think it is. You can have your arguments. I mean, Seattle's defense is really good in the NFC. There's some other good, like Philadelphia's defense is really good, obviously, what we saw last Sunday night against the Detroit Lions. There's some really good defenses in the league. But for my money, I think the Houston Texans defense is the best defense in the NFL. And somehow, some way, this Texans team went 3-0 with Davis Mills at quarterback. And like, let's not get this thing twisted. There's no quarterback controversy in Houston. None whatsoever. We all have eyeballs. We all watched the game last night, and we all saw the game against the Tennessee Titans on last Sunday. Like, we have eyeballs. CJ Stroud is still the guy for the Houston Texans. Davis Mills last night, I mean, you put an average quarterback behind center for the Houston Texans, they destroy Buffalo. The reason the game was close is because of Davis Mills and that offense. I don't know what the hell they were doing on some of those drives, but Davis Mills, he did his job. Backup QB, more than kept the ship afloat. So I don't want to like just like dunk on Davis Mills right now, because he did go 3-0 with CJ Stroud out. But like, there's a reason why Davis Mills is a backup and not a regular 17-game starter like we see most quality quarterbacks like CJ Stroud, who is very likely to return to the starting lineup next Sunday when they visit the Indianapolis Colts. And what a game that will be in the AFC South, especially with what's on deck this Sunday for Indianapolis, a game against the Kansas City Chiefs, which we'll talk about in the next segment. All of a sudden, things can get rather tight in a division that a lot of people were already writing off to Indianapolis. But I think the biggest takeaway for me, and I think other people are now getting this after what we saw last night, is that the Houston Texans have the best unit in the AFC, that being their defense. And that's why this team is so intriguing. The Texans defense is better than any other unit in the conference. Now, you could point to Denver's defense, definitely in the conversation. The Broncos defense is awesome. The Colts offense, they've been awesome so far this year, but, you know, poke some holes a little bit. You know, Daniel Jones, I'm not so sure. But, like, they're in the conversation at least. There are some great units in the AFC, but I'm taking the Texans defense over all of them. I don't care what the numbers say. I know there's, like, the advanced numbers or whatever. I'm going with X-Pearl Vision, a.k.a. the eye test. Like, the Texans defense is the best unit in the conference, which means their upside is actually higher than your run-of-the-mill 6-5 team. Because when you look at the landscape of the AFC, and this is why I wanted to talk about the AFC playoff picture yesterday on the show, because this conference is so fascinating based on the teams that we currently have at the top. In a very weak AFC, why can't the Houston Texans make a run? I mean, honestly, I was talking to my brother about this last night watching the game towards the end or so. We're going back and forth on text. And I'm saying, like, I think this is the weakest conference I can remember in the NFL. Like, there's been some weak ones where it's like, okay, like, what's going on here? And like there's nobody that really seems like a really good team. But this version of the AFC, this 2025 version of the American Football Conference, it's incredibly flawed. All of the teams, for one reason or another, are flawed. You can go up and down the line. Like, Denver, what about quarterback with Bo Nix? Colts, quarterback with Daniel Jones. What's going on there? Like, New England Patriots, super young team. Are they even that good? They haven't beat anybody with a soul. Like, you can go up and down the list with all these teams. And even like with the old guard, Kansas City, doesn't seem like they're clicking on all cylinders. Buffalo, did you watch last night? Baltimore, they started the year 1-5. Lamar Jackson seems like he's playing hurt. Like, everyone is incredibly flawed. And Houston has the best fastball with their defense. So I think the sky is the limit for the Houston Texans, which sounds insane to say out loud. But in this conference, it definitely is, because nobody checks all the boxes. So why can't a team with a dominant unit like the Houston Texans actually make a run? And the big reason why they're a dominant unit last night, and we saw it on full display, their edge rusher, Will Anderson Jr. Welcome to the DPOI chat. Oh, yeah. He entered it last night. Going up against the MVP of the league in Josh Allen, Will Anderson Jr. entered the DPOY chat, Defensive Player of the Year, for those of you who are very new to the conversation. Like, Will Anderson Jr. is a monster. That guy, you feel his presence every single play. The impact that he made, even when he's not getting to the quarterback, which, oh, by the way, 2.5 sacks last night on Josh Allen. Even when he's not sacking the quarterback, he's getting pressure. He's drawing holding penalties. He's batting balls down, almost picked off the ball on the final drive when Buffalo was trying to win the game. Like, Will Anderson Jr. was incredible. And I know folks have crowned Myles Garrett as the guy. Oh, he's the DPOY. He's going to break the sack record. And I talked about Myles Garrett on Wednesday, saying that, hey, like, I wouldn't bet into the DPOY market, because if Myles Garrett breaks the single season sack record, he's likely to win that award. But Myles Garrett once again plays on a terrible team, and that's not his fault. It's not his fault at all. Like, he's awesome. In fact, he signed up for it when he asked for the trade, and they said, here's all this money, and he said, where do I sign? So I don't even feel bad for Myles Garrett. God bless you, buddy. Cash those checks out there in Northeast Ohio. But Will Anderson Jr., in my opinion, has been the most impactful defensive player in terms of winning this season in the NFL. And if this continues and the Texans go on a run, they make the playoffs, the Texans win the division, there's going to be a real conversation between those two guys, Will Anderson Jr. and Myles Garrett, if Garrett doesn't break that record. I can't wait to see how that unfolds. But if they make the playoffs, why can't he win the award? As last night, we saw his price go from 18-1 down to 7-1. Remove Myles Garrett from the conversation, Will Anderson Jr. has been the best defensive player in the league, and he has a chance to catch Myles Garrett by the time we get to early January. The Texans are that team, and I'm absolutely fired up where we sit with those bets on the Houston Texans. But we have to also talk about the other side of the equation from last night's game, the Buffalo Bills. Oh, we got to talk about it. The Buffalo Bills, who were gifted this, like, really easy schedule, somehow want to fumble this bag as they now sit here at 7-4 coming off of what was a pretty brutal loss last night to the Texans. And I know what the conversation is coming out of last night's game. Everyone's talking about, well, look at how the Buffalo Bills have failed their quarterback, Josh Allen. Everyone's blaming the infrastructure in Buffalo. And anybody can get it. It's not just one person or two people or a unit. Everyone is blaming the Bills' infrastructure. I mean, it's all anyone's doing in the sports media right now on this Friday. The general manager, Brandon Bean, why wasn't he more aggressive at the trade deadline? Why wasn't he more aggressive in the offseason getting Josh Allen some more weapons? Head coach Sean McDermott, I mean, he's been getting blamed left and right for how he manages games, how he doesn't have the team ready to roll, the lack of weapons at wide receiver. Keon Coleman's healthy scratch again. All these guys are getting blamed for it. I mean, the defense sucks. The offensive line isn't playing well. Everyone's blaming the infrastructure in Buffalo. And for Josh Allen, apparently it's like, oh, he has to be perfect for the Buffalo Bills to win. Like, stop it, guys. Last night's game was not the game to do that. Josh Allen actually deserves some blame for last night's game. And I already see the tweets like, oh, I feel so bad for Josh Allen. Oh, the Bills would be the worst team in the league without Josh Allen. He needs more help. He deserves better. No, he needs to play better is what actually needs to happen. Not that he needs, and he deserves, but he needs to play better. Did you think Josh Allen played well last night? If you're being objective about it, do you think Josh Allen played well? I don't. And I'm not saying this as a Josh Allen hater. He's one of my favorite players in the league. He's exciting as hell. And I was out there with everybody else when we all thought he might have been hurt in the first half, being like, oh, bleep, this sucks. Like, I'm right there with everyone. I love to watch Josh Allen play. He's a chaos agent. The guy's awesome. But he needs to play better. And yes, clearly the Buffalo Bills are flawed. It's all I've been saying for about a month now. As somebody who picked Buffalo to win the AFC in September, all I've been saying is that the Bills are flawed over the last month, because it's clear as day that this is a flawed team. But it's not some one-man show. Everyone's flawed in the AFC. I just talked about it. Josh Allen's the only guy that's out there trying to carry his team. Everyone's trying to do it. Come on. And just look at last night's game. Coming off of his 6 TD performance against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, how many TDs did Josh Allen account for last night? The answer to that question is zero. Just as much as you, just as much as me, just as much as everybody who was watching at home. Zero touchdowns he accounted for. But it's all. I mean, Josh Allen's carrying the team. Nobody could have handed the ball off to James Cook on that long TD run, not like the way Josh Allen did. Nobody could have stood on the sidelines for Ray Davis's kick return touchdown like Josh Allen was standing on the sidelines. Like, he accounted for zero touchdowns and was taking sack after sack after sack after sack. And this is the one bugaboo with Josh Allen, if there is one, because he's an awesome player, one of the elite players that we have in the league. But sometimes when he feels like, oh man, I got to put the team on my back, you start to see some of the bad Josh Allen, some of the Josh Allen that we saw earlier in his career. Like, I know he had 6 TDs last Sunday, and we'll get back to the game last night. Like, he also chest passed the ball to a Buccaneers defender last Sunday deep in his own territory. Like, everyone just forgets that happened. And last night, I'm just going to run around, do all these pirouettes, try to get out of a sack. Like, nobody's telling him to take a 15-yard sack. Like, that can't happen. Or how about the overthrows or the throwing the ball into double coverage? Like, Josh Allen's stat line last night, 253 yards, 2 interceptions, took 8 sacks. This is a quarterback that rarely gets sacked. He gets 8 sacks. QBR of 26.1. That's once again on a scale of 0 to 100. That's how bad Josh Allen was last night. Just barely outplaying backup quarterback Davis Mills. Like, we don't have to do this or we turn Josh Allen into like some like make-a-wish kid. Come on. He deserves some of the blame as well. Like, I guess it's not everything against Josh Allen. He didn't play well. And he's got to play better, especially when you look at the team that's around him. He needs to step up if they're going to win the division, which I actually think is still in play this season for the Buffalo Bills. Because all the conversation coming out of the game is, congratulations, New England Patriots. Pats are going to go ahead and win the East. Schedule's easy. But the Pats still have some tricky games on deck, hosting these Buffalo Bills and at the Baltimore Ravens, to where they deserve to be the favorite, but I'm not so convinced. As someone who likes New England, I'm not as convinced as the betting market is that they should be this big of a favorite. On the other side, we will talk about all the stories from throughout the National Football League coming up next here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Coming at you guys on a Friday. This is Femi and Bebfe, kicking it with everyone. 20 minutes from now, we'll get into all of my bets for the football weekend, NFL, college football. You know, I didn't think my NFL card was going to be as big as it is. And it's not like the most like robust card, but, you know, got about, you know, five bets or so in the NFL on sides. That's a healthy amount. You go into a week where we got some bye weeks and everything like that. So, and there's still some games that I'm monitoring as well. So, you know, who knows? Maybe the card will expand as we get closer to kickoff on Sunday. We'll also talk about some college football games in the penultimate week of the regular season in college football. 40 minutes from now, though, Nick Kostos will take the baton and give his thoughts on what we saw last night with the Texans beating the Buffalo Bills. Houston is absolutely live. Absolutely love to see that one. Texans plus six, Texans money line, Texans playoffs, Texans division. All those bets aged rather well, and some of them even cashed last night, which was a good sight for yours truly. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern time, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, how we doing? And what were some of your takeaways from what we saw last night with the Texans win over the Buffalo Bills?
Well, Femi, I'm right there with you on this Texans defense. It gets interesting. And look, they may have buried themselves too much. I know you're bullish on them to make the playoffs. Look, 6-5, it's not bad, but there is a lot of traffic where they are right now. So it's gonna be interesting for them. You know, I sit there and like, oh yeah, Jacksonville should be no problem, but there's some winnable games on Jacksonville's schedule. It might get a little hairy here, but I do think the AFC playoff picture is going to be fascinating here mid to late December and into January as these teams, including teams like the Chiefs, battle it out for playoff spots.
Yeah, I think the most important part is, I don't know who's outside my house right now, but Willows wants to say hello to them. But I think the biggest thing is that, like, all these teams are so flawed. And Houston's right there with them, too. Like, I mean, did anybody watch that offense last night? They're clearly flawed. And it's going to look better, I would assume, when C.J. Stroud comes back into the picture next week against the Colts. But still, like, when Stroud was there, they weren't like the 99 Rams on offense. You know, they had their struggles. So, yeah, like, it's touch and go with the Texans. But the point is that, hey, like, they're right there with a lot of these teams. They're at a pretty big price. And now, get a couple results your way this week, and all of a sudden the Texans might be right there with teams like the Indianapolis Colts and the Jacksonville Jaguars to win the division. But that's enough Texans talk. Let's get to some of the other teams from around the league. A lot of QB injury news that we got to hit here in this segment. So, Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this Friday afternoon?
All right, Femi. Well, coming up on Sunday, the New England Patriots are a 7-point road favorite against the Cincinnati Bengals. But we still don't know exactly the status of Joe Burrow. Now, Burrow practiced all this week. He's listed as questionable for Sunday's game. Zach Taylor would not announce a starting quarterback today and said he would take his time to make that decision. So, Femi, we will have to wait a little bit longer to see which Joe is starting at quarterback for the Bengals on Sunday.
Yeah, right. We got Joe Flacco and Joe Burrow. I think it's going to be Joe Flacco. That's just my hunch, because the reporting that we saw coming out of Bengals practice this morning, and Ben Baby, friend of the show, covers the Bengals for ESPN, he was tweeting, like live tweeting, hey, like Burrow's kind of off to the side with his helmet, not really stretching with the team or whatever. It seemed like a guy who was not ready to play on Sunday. It seems like a guy that, yeah, they've been ramping him up, but I think the idea is that maybe it's Thanksgiving night, but even that feels a little bit ambitious given the fact that it'll be a short week. This might be coming up after Thanksgiving for a week 14 game against the Buffalo Bills. So I think they're going to try to err on the side of caution. That doesn't mean that Joe Burrow is not going to try to push to play. I'm assuming he will. I'm sure he wants to play this Sunday. But does anybody actually think he's going to play this Sunday? The betting market no longer does, or at least is starting to be a little bit more pessimistic on his chances of playing, because this was as low as 5.5 when we woke up this morning. Those got bet to 6. The 6s got bet to 6.5. The 6.5s got bet to 7. And that's where we sit right now. And it would not surprise me tomorrow at 4 o'clock Eastern time, which is the big deadline for Cincinnati to activate him to the 53-man roster. If he's not on that roster, those 7s, they're going right back to 8, even 8.5. Because that's how big of a difference there is with this team against the Patriots without Joe Burrow. Like, that, we saw 8.5s earlier this week, and they all got bet when people thought Burrow might be able to play. I don't think he's going to be there, but we don't know for certain, which is why we're still hanging out here at 7. Now, I bet some of the 6.5s earlier this morning because I thought that, hey, this doesn't look good, but that's where we sit. Even if we get the news that he's not out there, I think you could tease the New England Patriots if you don't want to lay 8, 8.5, which I really wouldn't recommend because I think that's where the number should be if Burrow's not going to play, but maybe you want to tease them. Even though it's a high total game, I think the Patriots should be able to win this by at least a field goal, so that could be another avenue for betting the New England Patriots. But I will say this. This is a pretty big result, though, potentially for New England, because as I was saying, like the AFC East is not all the way done. And there's a chance that New England coming out of the bye, when they start playing some of the upper echelon teams, at least the perception-wise, maybe, just maybe, they fall back closer to the pack. Now, this is one of those gotta-have-it games for them, and it's a gotta-have-it game for those of you who are invested in Mike Vrabel to win Coach of the Year. Like, that got bet a little bit once we started to see those Joe Burrow tweets talking about how he's off to the side a little bit more. Vrabel went from even money to now an odds-on favorite to win Coach of the Year. So this is a very big game, and I guess we'll learn a lot about New England coming off some extra rest. Haven't seen them since last Thursday night. Can they take care of business? I think they will, because I think their head coach is absolutely for real in Mike Vrabel. So I like New England. Even at 7, I like New England. But I think at this point, you can safely wait for tomorrow's deadline, whether Burrow's going to play or not. Because if he's out, laying 7 feels pretty good. And if somehow he says he's going to play, then we're right back to square one. And I think this bad boy has gone all the way down to 4, maybe even 3.5, come close to kickoff. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Femi, big matchup this Sunday. Kansas City Chiefs are welcoming in the Indianapolis Colts, and really what is a must-win game for Kansas City. Chiefs currently sitting at a 3.5-point favorite. Now, there was speculation this week about Daniel Jones, as he did pop up with a calf injury on the injury report, but today, Shane Steichen put all that to rest. He said Daniel Jones will be starting at quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. So, Femi, he is a full go against the Chiefs on Sunday.
Yeah, this is a massive, massive game for Kansas City. I don't know if it's quite a playoff game. I've seen people talk about that, saying that, hey, like if the Chiefs lose, they're done. No, I think if they lose and then they lose again, then they're probably done. But if they lose this game, then the playoffs officially begin on Thursday when they take on the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. But this is a big game. Like this is a big game that they're going to want to win just because of all the tiebreakers when you look at AFC record and the things that they're going to have to be getting compared to with the likes of the Jaguars, the Chargers, the Texans, perhaps. Like, these are the teams that are going to be in this tiebreaker going for that 7 seed. And I think Kansas City is going to get it done. I'm of the belief that I think Indianapolis, great first half, hell of a first half, starting the year 8-2. I think this bad boy is going to come crumbling down in the second half of the season. I really do. Daniel Jones is not to be trusted. And Shane Steichen's a hell of a coach, hell of a play caller, like awesome play caller. And he's gotten Daniel Jones in really good situations. But I just don't buy it. I don't. And I think you're going to see more of the mistakes that we've become accustomed to with Daniel Jones down the stretch, especially when you take a look at the teams that they're facing starting on Sunday with the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, the Colts have no gimme games the rest of the way. Like, they have tough games all the rest of the way. And how do they manage that, as opposed to early in the season where, oh, here's the Tennessee Titans twice in like a 6-week span. Yeah, everyone's going to look great playing Tennessee. But now you got to take a step up in competition. This, to me, is Chiefs or pass. If we get down to 3 minus 110 close to kickoff, like, I will be betting the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, that will be a bet that I have in pocket, because I know Indianapolis is healthy. The defense should be better. Charvarius Ward's going to be back. That's all good and grand. But I don't think that they're ready for what's going to come on Sunday. Chiefs backs against the wall with everybody saying, oh, Chiefs doom and Kansas City could be finished and blah, blah. You don't think Mahomes and those guys have been hearing that? I think you see the best of Kansas City. And I like, as I always say throughout the season, betting on teams when I think their best is about to come out, I think it's about to come out for the Kansas City Chiefs. They're going to remind everyone why they've been the kings of the AFC the last 3 years. I'll lay the Chiefs -3 if we get it before kickoff. Bill, hit me with the next story.
I mean, another injured quarterback we've been monitoring all week is Aaron Rodgers of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been dealing with a bone fracture in his wrist and his non-throwing arm. Now, Rodgers has practiced all week. He did practice again today. He's wearing a protective brace on that wrist. Now, according to Tom Pelissero, this is actually not at all about if Aaron Rodgers can play. He can 100% play. It's that he could further injure his wrist where he would miss multiple weeks if he gets hit right and the injury worsens. Now, one other note about the Steelers that just came down about 20 minutes ago. Cam Hayward was spotted in a walking boot after practice today. So that's another injury we'll have to monitor. So, Femi, Rodgers is pushing to play. Bears are a 2.5-point favorite. Mike Tomlin said Rodgers is listed as questionable, but it's going to be, looks like, a game time decision.
Whew, man, that's a lot to unpack with this Pittsburgh Steelers injury report. And we didn't even get to the Bears stuff, too. Like, would you texted us in the show chat, the Bears' entire linebacker core is out of this game.
All three starting linebackers for the Bears are out, and we'll see if Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson will play. They are both on IR, but could come off. They're both questionable.
Whew, my goodness. Like, and for such an important game, there is a lot to unpack here. We'll start with the Pittsburgh Steelers side of it. My gut feeling tells me that Mason Rudolph is going to start on Sunday. I just don't think the risk is worth the reward here for the Pittsburgh Steelers to put Aaron Rodgers out there, especially with what Bill was just saying with the Pelissero report that the further damage could actually make this a multi-week injury. They still want to have a chance to win the AFC North. And as big of a game as this is, like, the big games for the Pittsburgh Steelers are the two games against the Baltimore Ravens. You need Rodgers to be healthy for that. And if you go out there and you put him out there and all of a sudden Montez Sweat or somebody hits him the wrong way and now it's like, oh, Rodgers can't play against Baltimore, that's when it's season over. So I think they're going to err on the side of caution and say, you know what, Mason Rudolph, you played a bunch of games. You even started a playoff game before. Go out there, hold the fort down, and let's try to win against the Chicago Bears, which is possible, by the way. It doesn't have to be, oh my God, Mason Rudolph's playing, the Bears are going to win, and the Steelers have no chance. No, like, it's going to be a competitive football game, whoever's playing quarterback for the Pittsburgh Steelers. So I don't think Rodgers is going to be out there on Sunday. I could be wrong. I have no inside information. I'm just going off of a gut feel with this situation and reading the tea leaves coming out of Pittsburgh. Now, this Cam Hayward thing, I mean, that's a monster, too, because Cam Hayward's one of the leaders of the team. He's obviously one of the best interior defensive linemen in the league. Obviously, he's getting up there in age, but still a very productive player. I mean, if you're the Chicago Bears, if you see Cam Hayward potentially out, don't you want to run the football? Like, that's what I would want to do if I'm the Chicago Bears. Like, hey, let's try to move the line of scrimmage. Let's run the football, and let's go out there and do the play action stuff to try to create some explosive plays. Like, that's a big loss if that indeed is what happens on Sunday and Hayward is not able to play. But bottom line to me with these two teams, I mean, I think they're both fraudulent, but someone has to win the game. I think, like, if you can stomach it, to me, it feels almost a little bit like you should probably be betting the over. And I don't know what the weather's like in Chicago. I haven't looked at it yet, but with the injuries to the Bears linebackers, now we have these injuries to Cam Hayward for the Pittsburgh Steelers. It feels, at least to me, that this is going to be a higher scoring game than what the betting market thinks. I still lean towards Chicago winning this game, but the more I think about this one, this to me just feels like a flat out coin flip, just like based on all these injuries, to where at a coin flip, if it's plus 125, plus 120 on the money line, yeah, you should bet the Pittsburgh Steelers, but there's no rush in doing so because we're going to get clarity later this weekend, either tomorrow or on Sunday, and especially on Sunday prior to the kickoff, 90 minutes with the actives and inactives. That is when I think you want to be in there betting this game, because once we find out who's starting at quarterback and who's actually in and who's actually out, maybe we can make a more informed decision. But bottom line, though, winner of this game, putting themselves in a really good spot. The loser, I'm looking at you saying, all right, it's probably done in terms of making the postseason, whether in the AFC or in the NFC. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, the Detroit Lions are a whopping 12.5-point favorite on Sunday against the New York Giants. And today we learned that Jackson Dart will, in fact, miss this game as well. With that concussion he's dealing with, it's going to be Jameis Winston once again for the Giants. But also a note we should share for Detroit. Tight end Sam Laporta is already on IR. He was not going to play in this game, but we learned today he is almost certainly going to miss the rest of the season. There is, quote, little hope for his return the rest of the way. So, Femi, some bad news for the Lions for their big picture this season.
Yeah, that's brutal. And I'm someone who likes the Detroit Lions quite a bit. I said they're the best team in the NFL, as I believe my neighbor's landscapers are finishing up here for Willow to go out there and yell at them. I, I, don't know what the hell's going on. My apologies. But back to the Detroit Lions. Yeah, this is a brutal one. Like, they need Sam LaPorta if they're going to beat the likes of the Philadelphia Eagles or the Los Angeles Rams or the Seattle Seahawks come January. Like, you need that guy to do that. And that he's the one that makes the offense whole. With LaPorta and Brown, and then you have Jameson Williams and Gibbs and Montgomery. Like, this offense is super talented, but you remove LaPorta from the equation, becomes a little bit more ordinary and relies more on this defense, which is good, but continues to be banged up. Now, they might be getting some guys back. Sounds like DJ Reed could potentially play this upcoming Sunday. That's a big thing. Let's get Kirby Joseph. Let's get Terrion Arnold. And then I think we'll see the full complement of this Detroit defense. But to me, the big story with this game on the Giants side is that Jackson Dart being out, it's all systems go for this Lions team. Do not buy it for 1 second. Jameis Winston covering against the Packers. The Giants are going to get blown out in this game. I laid 10 when this news officially came out. I would still lay 12 and a half if you can find it out there in the betting market, which is currently at over at BetMGM. Bill, hit me with the last one before we head to break.
All right, really quickly, Femi. Bucks, Rams, Sunday night football, 6.5-point Ram favorite, but for the Bucks. Getting a little healthier. Bucky Irving still out. Chris Godwin expected to play.
Yeah, this is a really interesting game here because I do like the spot for the Rams, even though they're coming off of a big win over the Seattle Seahawks. I just think Tampa with all these injuries. And yeah, Godwin's coming back. Great. But how long is he going to be out there? I think this is like kind of going to be like the apex moment here for Matthew Stafford. Could see this being another big time statistical performance. But I think that's where he peaks this year. As someone who's not bullish on Stafford to win the MVP, this to me feels like the apex. And then on the downside, the rest of the way, this regular season. All right, we'll give it all the football bets for the weekend coming up next year to wrap up the 3 o'clock hour here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 20 minutes from now, I'll pass the baton off to Nick Kostos, who will take you the rest of the way, 4-7. But we will start off, of course, with his thoughts on what we saw last night with the Texans beating the Buffalo Bills. Houston is on the uptick, and for the Buffalo Bills, you know, like I've been saying it for about a few weeks now, maybe even a month, that, you know, they're just not in a good place. You know, the team's not very good. And yeah, like obviously, like Josh Allen didn't play well, but hey, nobody wants to say that. Apparently you're not allowed to say that Josh Allen didn't play well. It's all everyone else. Like, my goodness, guys, like we can be grownups about this thing. I think everyone needs to play better, including Josh Allen, who would be the first person to tell you that he needs to play better. And I don't think it's just like quarterback speak or whatever. I think he's actually being honest because he did not look good last night, albeit against the best defense in the NFL. But talked a lot of Texans earlier this hour. If you missed it, make sure you check it out in podcast form. Let's go ahead and get into the bets for the weekend in both the NFL and college football. We'll start off with the NFL because I do think this is a very interesting card this week. And talked about some of these in the last segment here, but I'll go ahead and just go ahead and drive the point home again here in this segment. The Detroit Lions, I do like quite a bit. This to me feels like a nice bounce back spot for the Lions. So I lay 10. I'd still lay 12.5 if you can find it. I know BetMGM has 12.5. Some other sports books have 12.5 as well. I think anything under 13 is a bet. Like Jameis Winston, yeah, he was pretty solid against the Green Bay Packers. Great, cool. Now this is the second week. And usually that's when Jameis falls apart. And I think the Detroit Lions coming off of a loss, knowing how important it is for them to win this game, you will get a focused and dialed in effort from the Lions. And also for Jared Goff, I mean, now he gets to be back indoors. He doesn't have to worry about the wind in Philadelphia at the link or worry about whatever's going on. He's indoors against a defense that can't stop the run. That's going to open up the play action. I think you're going to be a lot of Gibbs, a lot of Montgomery. I think the Lions flex their muscles, and I think they explode in this game against the New York Giants. I like them quite a bit. Anything under 13 is a bet on the Detroit Lions with Jaxon Dart still in the concussion protocol. Jameis Winston's a fun story last week, but I don't think he's going to be a guy that gets you anything this Sunday against the Detroit Lions. Moving on. Talked about this game as well, so we won't have to spend too much time on this one, but I do like New England. I laid 6.5 earlier this morning. Even at 7, I would wait to just get confirmation on Joe Burrow, which we're going to get by 4 o'clock Saturday afternoon. That's the deadline that the Bengals have to meet, whether they want to add him to the 53-man roster or keep him on IR. If he comes back this week, by the way, I didn't see this. Like, this would be a month ahead of schedule. Does that seem responsible by the Cincinnati Bengals? Now, maybe Joe Burrow's just like a super healer or whatever, and he's been attacking the rehab aggressively as possible. That's also a possibility. But given their standing right now, the team that's multiple games below 500, and like if we're just being honest about it, is not going to make the playoffs. I mean, they're 3-7. Like, come on. I mean, you have to run the table damn near to make the playoffs. Like, I think this is a lost season, which I know that's hard to say, especially if you're someone like Zach Taylor, whose job probably not on the line, but the seat's getting rather warm. I mean, most organizations, his job would be on the line, but let's be real. It's the Cincinnati Bengals. They don't want to pay multiple coaches, so Zach Taylor's probably going to be back in 2026, but yeah, this to me just feels like a lost season for Cincinnati. I think we're going to see Joe Flacco, and I think we're going to see the New England Patriots win this by at least a touchdown, probably more. So I laid 6.5 with New England. That's my bet in that game. All right, let's get to a game we did not discuss in the last segment. That is the NFC North showdown between the Minnesota Vikings and Green Bay Packers. I am betting Minnesota. I have already bet Minnesota plus 6.5. I think if you're out there and you're looking for a bet in this game, it's Vikings or pass. And it's, can you stomach it with the Minnesota Vikings? This to me feels like a very, very nice buy low spot. Now, it could also be me trying to maybe catch a falling knife. That could potentially be what's happening right now. But I think it's a buy low spot. All week long, all we've heard about is how that J.J. McCarthy and his mechanics and how this can't be fixed and how J.J. McCarthy's a disaster and how J.J. McCarthy's likely to not be the quarterback next year for the Minnesota Vikings. This feels like this is the buy low spot of all buy low spots against a Green Bay Packers team, which I was high on entering the year when they made the trade for Micah Parsons. But we got to be honest, Green Bay doesn't really play like a team that's blowing anyone out, do they? Especially as big favorites. I mean, they played a close game with Cincinnati, played close games with the Bengals, or the Browns, rather. They played close games with the Giants just this past Sunday. Like, they seem to be in all of these close games, and now they have to lay 6.5 against what is a pretty good Vikings defense. Like, lost in all the McCarthy stuff is that the Vikings defense is still good. Van Ginkle's back. Brian Flores is still a really awesome defensive coordinator. This, to me, screams close game. And I think betting the Vikings is a smart thing come Sunday. So it's out there still. 6.5 is widely available. 6.5 to me, it's quickly turning into one of my more favorite bets of the week. I like this bet quite a bit. I'm rocking with Minnesota. McCarthy, he's going to play poorly probably. And maybe he can make a couple of throws. And maybe you get the JJ McCarthy that we saw week one against the Bears where it's like, okay, it's like bad for about 2.5, 3 quarters. And then he turns into 9 or whatever the hell he wants to call himself. And like, that's what it ends up with in the fourth quarter. But I just don't trust the Packers. I don't see how anyone can trust the Packers to lay this kind of number. It's one thing to pass the game, but I would never bet Green Bay. In fact, I like the opposite side. I took the Minnesota Vikings +6.5. This to me feels like this should be like 5.5 or so. And you might say, hey, well, Femi, that's not that big of a difference. 5.5 and 6.5. It's actually a massive difference in betting, because 6, of course, being a key-ish number, as we all saw last night when people miss extra points. So 6.5 to me, Vikings +6.5 is a bet, and a bet that's already in the pending wagers. Let's get over to the afternoon slate, because this is another bet that feels like a buy-low spot. And this is like one of the classic buy-low kind of deal, like selling high sort of thing. And it's with the Arizona Cardinals +3 against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jacksonville is coming off their most impressive win of the season. Probably not their best win. Best win is probably when they beat the Chiefs on Monday Night Football. But beating the Chargers to the degree that they did last week is definitely their best win, or probably most impressive win, rather, of the season. Just blew them out. 30 first downs compared to 8 first downs. Like, that's the kind of beatdown it was, Jags over Chargers. And now they got to fly across the country to face the Arizona Cardinals, a Cardinals team that can't seem to get out of their own way. Like, this is a team that, like, you look at their underlying metrics, they probably shouldn't be 3-7. They're probably more of like a 4-6, maybe even a 5-5 kind of a team. But they're sitting there at 3-7 with their point differential sitting at -32. I just like the aspect of buying into this team coming off of 2 embarrassing losses. Like, they got drilled by Seattle a couple of weeks ago, which, once again, I talked about that. Lay the Seahawks. They got drilled by the Niners last Sunday. Talked about that. Lay the Niners. So, like, I think I've got a pretty good read on this Cardinals team. Now, where this game was supposed to be like a pick 'em a couple of weeks ago and even last week, now we're getting 3 just because Jacksonville beat up a Chargers team that has no offensive line on the road. This to me has gone way, way too far. I love the Cardinals at +3. I also bet some money line. I think Arizona's going to win the game. Because just when you want to trust Jacksonville, that's when they revert to being an unserious operation. And that's what we're going to see on Sunday. Oh, look, the Jaguars got the tiebreaker on the Chiefs. They're in line for the 7th seed. Great. Watch them lose to the Cardinals. Like that's what's going to happen. Can't you just see it happening? It feels like we've already seen it. We've done this before with the Jacksonville Jaguars. So for me, Cardinals +3. Cardinals money line +145. I'll probably put some underdog money line parlays together as well. Cardinals will be in that come Sunday. I like Arizona to beat the Jacksonville Jaguars. And then finally, my last bet in the NFL before we get to something that I'm monitoring and some college football bets. Let's back Shador. Let's be legendary. It's the Cleveland Browns +4 against the Las Vegas Raiders. This to me is more so not really a bet on Shador Sanders, because I mean, I would never want to do that, to be quite honest, based on what we've seen so far. This is a bet on Myles Garrett and the Browns defense. That's what this is. Going up against a Raiders offense that is completely broken. The Raiders offense looked horrendous against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. The Cowboys defense is like, what, a bottom 5 defense? Maybe it's improved now that they traded for Quinnen Williams. Okay, you want to be complimentary to Dallas? Like, what is it, the 20th best defense in the league? I don't think you can go any higher than that, like, based on what we've seen. And the Raiders made them look like the doomsday defense of the 70s. Like, I don't know what's going on out there in Las Vegas. Chip Kelly and Geno Smith clearly are not on the same page, because Geno's playing some of the worst football of his career that we've seen. Like, he looks like New York Jets Geno Smith. Like, that's what he looks like. And the offense is unimaginative. They have no offensive line. They can't get the skill guys going. I mean, Ashton Jeanty, the minute he gets the football, he gets hit in the backfield. Brock Bowers is the only productive player on this offense. Like, I don't know how the Raiders score against one of the best defenses in the NFL in the Cleveland Browns. Now, you might say, well, how the hell is Shedeur Sanders going to score? I don't know, man. Just hand the ball off to Quinshon Judkins. Like, it seems like a pretty clear game plan if you're the Cleveland Browns. Just get the ball to Quinshon Judkins and get the hell out of the way. Like, that's how you can beat this Raiders defense, which once again is pretty bad once you get past Max Crosby. Like, to me, the best unit on the field is by far the Browns defense, and they're getting more than a field goal on the road. So I like Cleveland plus +4. I don't know if I'll get there with the money line, because I could see this being like a 12-9 kind of a game, because I'm not really inspired by either offense. And with a total this low, and 36 is where we currently sit right now, like, all those points are going to matter quite a bit. So maybe I can talk myself into the money line later this weekend, but right now it's just Browns plus +4 for me between Cleveland and Las Vegas. A couple of bets that I'm monitoring real quickly before I get to the college football card. I talked about the Steelers-Bears game in the last segment. Don't need to spend too much time on that. The Eagles, a lot of noise coming out of Philadelphia. People are frustrated with Jalen Hurts. AJ Brown's clearly frustrated. Like, the articles are out there. The insiders are all snooping around what's going on in Philadelphia. And people want to start to buy in on the Dallas Cowboys. Be careful, folks. I would not be getting there with Dallas. To me, it's Eagles or pass. If we get 3 minus 110, and I think we're going to get it, I will be betting the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. The Eagles defense, to me, I think can actually shut down this Cowboys offense, as good as the Cowboys offense is. All right, college football here before we wrap up things here on this Friday. I do like USC plus 10. Need to be 10, though, if you want to bet USC. Give me Kentucky plus 9. The Mark Stoops is always good at dragging teams into the mud. I think they can drag Vandy into the mud as Vandy maybe looks ahead to the game against Tennessee next week. I'll lay 2.5 with Georgia Tech. I'll take 4 with Florida against Tennessee. I'll take 2.5 with Cincinnati against BYU. And then a late night special, give me Coach Prime and plus 7.5 with Colorado against Arizona State. So that's the college football card, the NFL card. Have a great weekend. Cash some bets. I'll see everybody on Monday. Nick Costos coming up to begin the 4 o'clock hour.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.